Work continues this week on the Enbridge Tunnel planned beneath the Mackinac Straits. Michigan's leaders are still locked in legal action with the company over this project. Last week, a panel of the Michigan Court of Appeals rejected a state request to stop construction. Amber Pastor is the Great Lakes Tunnel Project Manager for Enbridge, and she's with us now. Amber Pastor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, April. It's my pleasure to be here.
I want to start with the most recent news about the tunnel project. There was a boring pipe, sometimes described as a rod, that broke off last September in the Straits of Mackinac. Can you explain what was going on in that operation when that happened?
Yes, I can explain what was going on. At that time, what we had done is we had completed the borehole, and as part of the process, what you want to do is backfill that hole. So the 3-inch rod was in the hole attempting to do that backfill process when the hole filled in on the rod and the rod became stuck. So what ended up happening is we sheared off the rod as close to the lake bottom as we possibly could. So we had that rod that was encased about 200 feet within the lake bed, and then we had about a 45-foot rod that was laying on the lake bottom.
It's recently been reported that the section of pipe is not actually 40 feet long, as the company told state regulators back in November, but is about 200 feet long. Why was there such a discrepancy?
Yeah, we had never told the regulators that it was 40 feet left within the hole, so I honestly don't know where that information came from, so I can't comment on why that information had been out there, because we most certainly did not communicate that to the regulators.
Just to be specific, the State Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy was quoted as saying that it was disconcerting that the situation was somewhat misstated from their perspective. Are you saying that that was never communicated in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, we're not sure where that 40-foot came from, because that was not something that we had communicated. We've since continued ongoing conversations with the regulator and made sure that they were aware that there are, you know, about 200 feet down within the hole. So what I can say, April, about this, though, and I think it's important for me and I want to express this, is that as the project manager on this project, it is really important for me, and I know for my colleagues and the team, that we do keep the regulators informed. That is one of our goals. We want to give them the information that they have. So we have been working, communicating with them ongoing, and keeping them in the loop.
There was an incident in 2014 when protective coating on a section of one of the pipelines had been damaged. State officials weren't made aware of that until 2017. What do you say to folks who have a hard time trusting Enbridge's reporting of these things?
Yeah, you know what I can say about that is I think that trust is earned every day. And I know I can only speak personally, and I was not involved or I'm not familiar with all the details of what you're talking about in that particular circumstance. But for me personally and the team of people that I work on, we appreciate that trust is earned every day. And I know I want to be an example of how a large energy infrastructure project should move forward. So I hope we can continue to move forward, continue to demonstrate to people in Michigan and to the regulators that we do care deeply, and we do want to keep open lines of good communication open, because that is critical.
Where are you right now in the tunnel project's process?
2020 is going to be a really important year for us in the project, and I'm really excited about what we're looking forward as we look to the future. So 2019, we completed the geotechnical program. We did 20 borings that were performed on the water. And the next step, we have two key activities planned for 2020. The first is the permitting process. So we are in the process right now of developing those filings and those applications so we can submit them to the regulators to get the project permitted. And then the second critical activity for 2020 is the detailed design.
Is there anything else you need to know about the composition of the lake bed at this point?
You know, the data that we collected really gave us a good understanding of the soil and the rock condition in the straits, especially in the deep part of the channel. Because even when the Mackinac Bridge was built, the bridge spanned that deep part of the channel, so there was very little known about what that soil and rock looks like. So we have a fantastic geotechnical program. We now have the information that we need to keep moving forward with that design and with that construction process. So we're finished that type of work. And like I was saying, the next step is to get in, use that data that we collected, and it will be incorporated into the features that we'll use to design what we call a tunnel boring machine. And that's what's going to be used to mine across the Straits of Mackinac.
In terms of potential problems that could crop up during construction, for example, more boring rods breaking off, what contingencies are you preparing for?
Yeah, so when you think about that, there is no comparison, I guess, between the geotechnical program and what we're looking for with the tunnel project. So we have no plans now in the future to do any more of that geotechnical boring and with those boring rods. So the future going forward is using the data that we collected in our geotech program to design a tunnel boring machine that is specifically suited for the geological characteristics that we discovered in the Straits of Mackinac. So going forward, that's an internal construction process far below the lake bed using that tunnel boring machine.
If one boring rod can't be retrieved, however, is it possible to ensure the safety of the process going forward once the tunnel boring machine gets started?
So that is an excellent question, and I mean that's part of what we're doing right now. So that was at the heart of why we did the geotechnical investigation program. It was to get as much information as we can about the characteristics of the rock and the soil. So as part of our process, we assess those risks and we look at how can we mitigate those risks. How can we make sure that we can safely and efficiently use this tunnel boring machine to mine across the Straits of Mackinac? But you know, the risk that you would think about is, you have the right tunnel boring machine to be able to go through all the different kinds of rock and soil that we anticipate encountering. So that goes into the design process. That goes into what we think about. We make sure that that equipment can do the job, and that is the part of the responsibility of this team. We want this project to be successful, so we do. We look at all those risks, and we make sure we have plans and backup plans in place so we can get the project done.
In public projects that involve tunnel boring, it sometimes is a concern that the equipment will just get stuck. What happens under that scenario?
Yeah, generally, when you look back over the history of tunnels that have built in like the last several decades, if a tunnel boring machine gets stuck, generally you can go in and replace. If it's, let's say, if a bearing goes, or if there's some sort of you encounter a geological condition that you didn't anticipate, it's very rare that you can't go in and change out equipment that's malfunctioning or find a way to free up to keep the tunnel boring machine going forward.
Are cave-ins a consideration?
No, cave-ins are not a consideration. When you understand the geology, when I was talking about how specialized those tunnel boring machines are, you plan for the geology that you anticipate encountering. So we are going to use a machine, we're going to use what they call a slurry tunnel boring machine, and that's going to make sure that you maintain the pressure and that you can continue going forward. Cave-ins are not generally an issue when you're building a tunnel.
I know that you're not a part of the Enbridge legal team, but as we're all aware, the Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, is going forward with plans to try to hinder the process, had asked to delay the construction for a while. A panel of the State Court of Appeals denied that. But there's still an awful lot of pressure going on within state government about whether the easement should be revoked or whether the project should be blocked in other ways. As you look ahead, are there any circumstances that you think might prevent your project from moving forward?
You know what, April, when it comes to that, I have amazing colleagues who are working with the state and communicating with the state and appropriately looking at those items. I really do try to stay focused on the project. So I'm not well positioned to comment on the easements or all those lawsuits, but I definitely know other colleagues would be more than pleased to go into the details on that.
Mike Schreiberg with the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Office has expressed some doubts that Enbridge is serious about building this tunnel. Is this project in earnest?
100%. I find that really interesting, and I think the proof is pretty much in the pudding when you take a look at that. We invested enormous amounts of money and time and resources doing the geotechnical program. I am leading a team right now of over 20 people, and our entire job every day of the week is the tunnel project and continuing to move that forward. So I can say with 100% certainty that we are moving forward in earnest to continue to advance this tunnel as Enbridge committed to the state of Michigan.
As people are driving back and forth across the Mackinac Bridge, can you give us a sense of the timeline for what people will start to see in 2020?
Yeah, in 2020, they're not actually going to see very much happening in the Straits because, as I said, it is the year where we're preparing right now, and within the next couple months, we plan on filing our permits, and then that permitting process will move forward, and then as well, we're doing the detailed design. So in 2020, you're actually not going to see anything out on the Straits right now. So we hope to, once we get our permits filed, we're hoping we could begin construction of the tunnel in 2021.
Well, Amber, thank you very much for talking with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, April. I appreciate it as well.
Amber Pastor is the Great Lakes Tunnel Project Manager for Enbridge. Full disclosure, Enbridge is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio. We reached out to the state's Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy to clarify what information was received about the broken boring rod. A department spokesman sent us correspondence that the department had with Enbridge late last year. It specifies Enbridge reported a 40-foot broken rod beneath the lake bottom, not 200 feet. In a statement to Stateside on the discrepancy, Eagle says, quoting here, "We're very disappointed with the communication from Enbridge during and after their permitted geotechnical work in the Straits of Mackinac during September 2019. Although the incident with the drilling did not result in a risk to the environment or navigation in the Straits, Eagle expects more proactive and complete communication from Enbridge." You can read the full statement at michiganradio.org.